Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on Thanksgiving is defeats death. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of John chapter 11 verses 38 and 41. Jesus therefore again, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave and a stone lay upon it. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. We have been speaking about the benefits of Thanksgiving. We spoke about it being a catalyst for multiplication. We spoke about Thanksgiving opening us up to wholeness, perfection. And today I want to speak about another benefit of Thanksgiving through scripture. Our anchor scripture is set at a time when a man who was Jesus' friend called Lazarus had died. The Bible in John 11:35 told us that Jesus had wept, and understandably too, about his death. The person who had died was his good friend. He proceeded to the grave. The Bible says again, he groaned in himself. He still felt sorrow. The deep, immense sorrow you feel when a loved one is no more. Jesus felt that, and I love how the Bible so beautifully documented it. Here was Jesus, the one who is the author of our faith, weeping and groaning. To someone listening in today, it is perfectly understandable for you to feel sad when sad things happen. Just look at your high priest Jesus. He felt the same type of way you feel. But look what happens. Between verse 38 and 41, something happens. Jesus knew he could no longer dwell in the sorrow he felt. He consciously and deliberately stepped out of the bubble of sorrow. And what did he do next? He turned his eyes away from how he felt and the circumstances that were around him. He turned his eyes to the Father. He switched focus. I think that that really is the first take home here. There will be times when everything looks dead or dying. The only route of escape is to take your eyes off all else and look up. Jesus didn't just stare upwards, however. He had a plan, as usual. He lifted up his eyes away from the hopeless situation. And guess what he did? He gave thanks. He found something to be thankful for, even in the drudgery and the squalor that death had created all around him. For those who do not know the rest of the story, a man who had been dead for 4 days came back to life. The only prayer Jesus did before calling Lazarus forth was a prayer of thanksgiving. After giving thanks, death, the strong grips of death, became powerless at the sound of Jesus' voice, and the dead man was freed. Thanksgiving is so potent that it can defeat death. My dear listener, you may be in a hopeless situation today. You may be so sapped of energy because everything you have tried has failed. Please, I beg you this morning, can you please take your eyes off the situation, lift them to the Almighty, and find something to be genuinely thankful for? I can assure you that as you do this, death will give way to life, and your testimony will be complete. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word. Lord, this morning we just thank you. In spite of all the things that seem to be going wrong around us, we just thank you. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.